Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at nutrients and telomere length, and finally, a story about education for non-specific neck and low back pain. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Aglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 548, recorded April 29th. 2016. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Aglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/TEGLOW, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Telomere length is a biomarker for aging. It is known that oxidative stress can accelerate telomere shortening, whereas antioxidants can delay their shortening. Carotenoids, as antioxidants, are favorably associated with health and aging-related diseases caused by oxidative stress, but their association with telomere length is less certain. The authors of a study published in the European Journal of Nutrition investigated the association between blood carotenoid levels and leukocyte telomere length in a representative sample of U.S. adults. The study concluded that increasing levels of blood carotenoids were significantly associated with longer leukocyte telomeres in United States adults. High intake of carotenoid-rich food may play a role in protecting telomeres and regulating telomere length. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. Neck and low back pain are significant health problems due to their high prevalence among the general population. Educational intervention commonly aims to reduce the symptoms and risk for additional problems by increasing the participant's knowledge, which in turn will alter the person's behavior. The primary aim of a recent study published in the journal Manual Therapy was to review randomized controlled trials, those are RCTs, to gain insights into the effectiveness of education for the prevention and treatment of nonspecific neck and low back pain. Publications were systematically searched from 1982 to March 2015 in several databases. Relevant RCTs were retrieved and assessed for methodological quality. Highlights from the study include: education is recommended as an important component of neck and low back pain care. This study reviewed the effectiveness of education for neck and low back pain care. Education was ineffective in preventing neck pain and treating neck and low back pain. Evidence is conflicting as to the effect of education on preventing low back pain. The study concluded that evidence suggests that education programs are not recommended in preventing or treating neck pain, as well as treating low back pain, unless supplementary high-quality studies provide evidence to the contrary. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Oprah Winfrey. The essential question is not, how busy are you, but what are you busy at? For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.